Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock, at your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Family Natural Food Zone, Katrina Hittner.
Hello, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got a legendary That Ain't Right story coming up.
You're really hyping this one.
Yeah. We got some local good stories of the day we're going to touch on. We're also going to catch up with our friends at Family Natural Foods before we wrap up today. Mm-hmm. But want to start off with some entertainment news. And we start off with Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, yes.
Not a bad place to begin.
Great place.
A new Beatles song is coming out sometime this year. And Paul McCartney says it'll be their last.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't name the song, but it's probably a track John Lennon wrote back in 78 called Now and Then. Remember in the mid-90s when the remaining Beatles released those, quote, new songs, Free as a Bird and Real Love? Mm-hmm. Quick side note, Free as a Bird is one of my all-time favorite songs, like, period. Mm-hmm. I love the song. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. I get goosebumps just thinking about being in high school and first hearing that. I grew up with arguably the biggest Beatles fan I will ever know. My middle name is John, everybody, in part from my father. So hearing a new Beatles song in high school was just incredible to me.
Right?
It blew me away. And Free as a the structure of Free as a Bird, what they did was they had some old Lennon stuff that they had never been used, and it wasn't working. They were trying to make a song out of it. So they go and they find a John Lennon had a answering machine. Did he left a message, you know, back in the day when they had, please leave your name and number and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they use a snippet from that and you know, filter it and everything to clear out some of the white noise and use it in Free as a Bird. Mm-hmm. So you have a new Beatles song from all four members.
Mm-hmm. That's really, it's genius. And it's also, I'm so impressed that they're thinking about how can we still create stuff, even though, you know, some
there's
have
only
passed.
Two left. Yeah.
There's there's two. It's like amazing that they're still on it. And also it just shows the following and what they've done.
Yeah.
They made their name.
Those were, while incredibly impressive, I think creatively, those were originally on low quality tape that Lennon had recorded and labeled for Paul. Lennon was, of course, taken from us way too young. Now and Then was on it, too, but on that tape. Mm-hmm. But they weren't able to clean it up enough to do anything with it. At least that was George Harrison's opinion, so they just kind of left it alone.
Sure.
I don't know if you know this or not to those out there. George Harrison was probably the most perfectionist of all of the Beatles.
Sure.
Lennon could be obsessive. McCartney could certainly get in his moods. Mm-hmm. But George Harrison was the guy that had the ear.
Sure.
According to them, the way they would, if George thought that we're in tune, we are in tune. That's a lot. That's a quote right from Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that they would kind of follow George's lead on that.
Yep.
But George is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thanks to AI and other technological advances, they have finally finished it. There's no word on the release date yet. And even though he's benefiting from it now, Paul's a little guarded about the future of technology. Quote, I'm not on the internet that much, but people will say to me, oh, yeah, there's a track where John's singing one of my songs, and it's just AI, you know? He, quote, it's kind of scary but exciting because it's the future. We just have to see where it leads.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the great song lyrics that he wrote, I think a quote that we can all relate to and that summarizes how a lot of us are feeling. Again, it's kind of scary but exciting because it's the future. We'll just have to see where that leads.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point in time where people were blown away by these machines that you could get in. You didn't need a horse to travel. You could just get in this machine and you work this grinder a little bit, and all of a sudden you had an engine and you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this thing called driving. Yeah. That'll never catch on. Nobody's going to be interested in this.
Right.
And here we are. There's so many. This isn't the first time we've faced this as a society, as a world, as a people. But it's never been, there's never been more of us.
Yep.
And there's never been, we've never been more connected than we are with this.
Right, yep.
And
good and bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And most change in life is good and scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool to see the automobile on the road. It's pretty scary when you think of, who started Look Both Ways?
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that started, a lot of those things. It's got to be pretty freaky, the first vehicles on the road for those horses,
yes.
You know, in a lot of these things. All of this is we're all guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Like every point in society, every group in society is a different set of guinea pigs.
Yeah, we are.
And it's always going to be this way. 100 years from now, there's going to be something else that they're going to be scared of, but also excited by.
Yeah.
This is who we are as human beings. This is a good thing. This is a cool thing. This is the thing that got us to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that got us to cure the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
At least come up with a virus, a vaccine for the
mm-hmm.
pandemic,
yep.
but cure many other diseases, cured polio, yep. mm-hmm. did a lot of these things. It is scary. It is also exciting. And I think that we need to embrace that, because pushing against it is not going to slow it down.
No, it's not.
There's
it's
no
going to still happen.
Yeah.
It's just
there's no
going.
Putting the genie in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You're just burying your head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You embrace this. It brings us all more together, and it also shares more information.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to figure out more. I think the fear of AI, of a lot of this technology of, well, that's not really John Lennon, but it sounds like John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Trust your ears. Trust yourself. Trust
mm-hmm.
your gut. Trust your instincts. You know, most times when you see a photo of somebody and it's photoshopped.
Yep.
You know, most mm-hmm. times if you hear something and it doesn't sound quite the same or quite
mm-hmm.
right. And more like most things in life, your gut is going to lead you. Your
mm-hmm.
gut is going to tell you. It goes back to the fight or flight instinct that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as in tune for me as it is for you out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think trust that stuff. Lean into that.
Yep.
It's not going to be the perfect problem solver,
mm-mm.
but it's a lot better than walking around all day afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody deserves to be doing that.
No, and it's fear is an okay thing to feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also... it's a lot of energy because, like you're saying, like this is going to continue happening. So
yeah.
let's just kind of flow with it. Doesn't mean you have to be for it, but flowing with it.
Yeah. It's not always about it being a good or a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day you got through,
yep.
and it's something you got through. That's
mm-hmm.
that's something right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Johnny Depp has finally paid his $1 million settlement from Amber Heard from last year's defamation trial,
mm-hmm.
and he's already knows what he's going to do with it. So he has been paid that $1 million that he was supposed to be from her. Johnny is splitting it up evenly between 5 charities, so each organization will receive $200,000. The donations will go to Make a Film Foundation, The Painted Turtle, Red Feather, Tiarta Society, and the Amazonian Fund Alliance.
Yeah.
He's worked with Make a Film before, which grants film wishes to kids to create short film legacies with actors, writers, and directors.
Cool.
It's very similar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful organization of people that do amazing work. I've done a little tiny work with them, and they're really good people. The Painted Turtle is a camp for kids with serious medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The Tiarta Society is a conservation nonprofit in French Polynesia. And they were started by Paul Newman and Marlon Brando, respectively, both of these organizations.
Sure.
And the Red Feather and Amazonian are organizations that help indigenous communities in North and South America keep their culture and heritage intact.
Nice.
Many people may not realize this, but Johnny Depp is Native American.
Mm-hmm.
He does have that in his blood. It's part of the reason why when he played Tonto in the Lone Ranger movie, I did not have an issue with that. And I saw where a lot of people right away jumped on that and did not do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny is obviously not a full-blooded Native American,
right.
of course, but
mm-hmm.
he has Native in his blood enough to where him playing Tonto was not an issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the diciness of it. I would have preferred to see a Native American actor who looked more the part, if you will, for lack of a better way to put it. But I also understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that Native American actor, whether even if it's Lou Diamond Phillips, doesn't have the name that Johnny Depp does,
right.
and that's where they went with it.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see them cast a more Native actor,
yeah,
but I get it.
It could give them a little bit more focus and
Absolutely.
Such. You know, like a new actor. Everybody knows the name Johnny Depp. But
mm-hmm.
again, I know, like you're saying, like, hey, part of it is selling it, and
yeah.
Johnny Depp's going to sell it.
Yeah, yeah. And I really admire admire is too big of a word. I think he's doing what he should do with the money.
Yeah.
Like this. First
mm-hmm.
off, he don't need the money.
Mm-mm.
He's okay. And if you're getting something from a defamation case that is about, you know, basically a lot of the things that he's putting the money into.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a smart way to do it.
That was absolutely.
It's also, let's not, you know, get this twisted either. I am a fan of Johnny Depp and his work, but I am also an adult and understand that this is a PR move just as much as it is.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I'm sure he has some good intentions with some of it, especially with the Native American groups and that. Mm-hmm. And it's also, he's also somebody who is trying to win back the public eye.
Yep.
So it can be two things at once. Mm-hmm. It goes back to a lot of the inclusivity that we're seeing now, where we're seeing a lot more people, the diversity we're seeing. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they're doing it for the quote right or wrong reasons. We have to make up too much time here to care about that too much. I'll worry about that when we get down the line. Mm-hmm. Right now, I just want to see some representation. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it for PR, fine. I don't care. It's still helping move these causes, move these things. We have a lot of corrections in the market to do here, whether it is equal pay or it is representation. There's a lot of work to be done. For me personally, I don't have the time to worry about if you're doing it for the quote good reasons.
Right.
I just want it done. Let's just get it done. Let's just get this representation and get the equal pay, all this figured out. We'll worry about the rest of this stuff later. To me. Big story coming out of that broke a little bit after we were off air yesterday. Vanna White tweeted a message to Pat Sajak on his retirement. She said, quote, "When we started at Wheel of Fortune, who could have imagined we'd still be doing it 41 seasons later? I couldn't be happier to have shared the stage with you for all these years with one more to come. Cheers to you." Even though Pat still has a year to go, the horse race is already on to replace him. Mm-hmm. Yesterday on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said, quote, "I want the job. I think it'd be a lot of fun." Ryan Seacrest has jumped into this as well, saying his sources are saying that Ryan has been talking to the producers. Some sources say he's the front runner for the gig. Others say he is just one of many interested. Mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest, of course, recently left Live with Kelly.
Yep.
So he's not on that anymore. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Seacrest is one of these guys that needs like 20 jobs.
I think so.
He's just a worker.
Doesn't he have like 12 different jobs and have like four kids or something
like that? Yes, four kids, a production company he helps run and everything.
A bourbon company or something too?
Yes,
like, or tequila something.
I'm not some big gigantic fan of Ryan Seacrest, but I have a lot of respect for his work ethic. And especially doing the gig we do, Ryan Seacrest started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Where he pivoted his career, not many people have done. You know, your Casey Kasems, your Larry Kings, a handful of people. Not a lot of modern, I guess, if you want to stretch Carson Daly a little bit, you know, did that. But nobody has done it like Ryan Seacrest has.
Yeah.
You got to respect that. So I could see him being the front runner. I would like to see them learn from what Jeopardy did. I understand why Jeopardy went with Ken Jennings. I have nothing against Ken Jennings. Mm-hmm. But I think you hire people and let them do the job you're hiring them for.
Yeah.
And hire people that fit things.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about this all the time. There are certain people that you will see in a local TV commercial that probably should not have done the commercial. But they wanted to be on TV, and it's their money, and they go for it. There are certain people that maybe they're not great at it, but they're charming. It's kind of the we like that about the local commercials and that kind of thing. And then there are some people that look scared. They look scared doing it. They should not be doing it. That's why you have actors. That's why you have people to do these jobs. Mm-hmm. Let them do it. You don't have to do this. Mm-hmm. Let us sell it for you. I'm all in favor of people doing their own work. I don't want to sound like I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, when it comes to the person who's scared or you can tell that this just is not, they're not comfortable, they're not enjoying themselves, let somebody else do it. That's why you got professionals and everything. When it comes to a gig like this, I don't think you can bring on a contestant. I don't think you can bring on just your average anyday person. You need a personality. You need somebody who can carry a tune.
Yep.
You need a Drew Carey, somebody like that who can improv, who can work with guests, who has no problem, you know, interacting with people. You need a Pat Sajak. You need an Alex Trebek, which they're not falling off of trees. I mean, that's not easy to find.
No.
You really got to do this in real time. You really got to figure out, okay, this person is going to work or not, and let the ratings be damned, you know, just kind of go with it. I have no idea who they're going to fill those shoes.
Yeah.
I don't even have any.
Those
like,
are some big shoes to fill. It'll be interesting what they do. Or yeah. Also, like, who? I'm assuming Vanna's also retiring.
It sounds like it.
So it would be interesting to see, like, well, who fills her space, too?
Yeah.
And what duo would that be, which could be intriguing.
Recently, Pat Sajak's daughter has been filling in for Vanna White a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It would be kind of cool to see her get that gig.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really wild to see her get that gig, and like if Vanna had a son and he takes over the other
dynamic,
that'd be really interesting.
Right there.
I don't know who they're going to get, but I wish them well, and I hope that it continues the run. Jeopardy has not been the same without Alex Trebek, and the ratings have showed it.
Yep.
And I worry about the longevity of that show.
Mm-hmm.
I love these game shows and that they still have a place in society, mm-hmm. and young people are still watching them, mm-hmm. and everything. I hate to see them go away. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that they can find somebody to carry the mantle and learn from what's going on, mm-hmm. with Jeopardy, and maybe lean into the, mm-hmm. the Drew Carey doing the Price is Right, or Wayne Brady doing the Let's Make a Deal, these things. Hire entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Hire these people.
To entertain.
Mm-hmm. Let them do their job.
Or maybe it has to have a little bit of a shift, because maybe the ratings are down because that demographic isn't watching it as often.
True.
So how can you appeal it to more? So maybe there needs to be a little bit of a it's the core is there, like
almost
80%.
Almost a reimagining. Yeah.
But there's this 20% of kind of just a newness to it.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that.
Who knows?
We'll see. We're going to find out together what they do here. Oh, we got one other thing, but I did want to mention when we come back from Melissa's news, I've got 10 everyday things that feel strangely illegal. I want to get into that. I got that a little bit later for us to dive into.
Okay.
And who is the hardest person to shop for? That's coming up for you as well. But I want to talk a little Hoozles and a little Hoozles rise to music. Hoozles at the Lakes and 105.5 WIRI, our sister station, mm-hmm. are hosting the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music competition this summer. The competition will be hosted on Thursday, July 27th at 6 o'clock. This year, six contestants will compete for the title of Hoozles Rise to Music Champion 2023. Hoozles at the Lakes would like to extend their appreciation to all the musicians that registered. It's going to be a really fun competition. It is going to be, instead of an eight-week competition, it's going to be a one-night winner-take-all event.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited for this. Hoozles Rise to Music, the fans will help determine the winner with the website Vox Rock, Vox Vote, and audience, along with the audience, and celebrity guest judge, Derek Jones.
Cool.
Our good friend Derek Jones joined us here on this station many times. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to Derek being a part of this. That is pretty cool. The winner of the competition is going to receive $1,000. Radio interviews on Civic Media Radio Networks, studio recording time, a year paid residency at Hoozles at the Lakes, and being on all of our shows on here and all that.
Yeah.
The runner-up will receive $250, a radio interview right here at WFHR. And lastly, the third runner-up will also receive $100, as well as radio interviews on WFHR and many of our civic media formats.
Cool.
The top three musicians will be invited to perform the national anthem at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball game. And this year's competition is proudly sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, Rome Outdoors, and WIRI 105.5. A big shout out to our friends at Hoozles.
Yeah.
To Derek Jones for being a part of this. Greatly mm-hmm. appreciate all that. And a special shout out to our former colleague, Steph Schmidt. That,
yes.
I don't like saying that. I really mm-hmm. don't. I hope you know how lucky you guys are over there in Midwest. I hope you know. She's one of the best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good one there. We appreciate all the work that Steph has put into this. Mm-hmm. And even though she wasn't with us towards the end here, still continuing to do the great work that she did and do right by our station, by our listeners. Mm-hmm. That does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting you look behind the curtain a little bit right now, everybody, because this is all stuff that we don't normally share with you. But losing somebody like Steph is not easy. I care about her as a human being, let alone how great she is professionally.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a little cousin to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't easy, but it's made that much easier when you have somebody who is a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph left us in good shape with all these events and these things. She didn't have to professionally do that.
She didn't.
She could have just easily just gunned in. That's what I'm used mm-hmm. to. This isn't the first time a salesperson has left a company and gone to another in radio.
Right.
I've been a part of a lot of this.
Yeah.
And this is not not how it usually goes. It's a credit to her as a person and her love of this station and this audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can speak to that too, just with working with Family Natural Foods. She definitely was like, let me know if you need anything, and I'm around still, so I can answer emails. And that was like a week after she left. She's very professional, does a great job, and we do miss you, Steph.
Yeah, appreciate her. You can find out more by going to whosoesatthelakes.com. Be sure to bookmark your calendar for Thursday, July 27th. We'll meet you at Whosoes at the Lakes, and we're going to have a good time. This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. A little Nirvana there for us to get things going like that. Nicely done, Seth. Nicely done. There's a line in there about cut myself on angel hair. That is really, the way he sings it and the way it's written, it's so beautiful. It's good. I actually think that Kurt Cobain was an underrated songwriter.
Yeah,
I think that he actually was underrated when it comes to that. I don't think people, especially when somebody dies the way he did and dies young, all the attention goes to that. And I don't think nearly enough it gets put in his guitar playing and his work with distortion and his songwriting.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
It's hard to shop for dad.
Yeah, what got it? Do you have ideas for me?
I'm gonna hopefully.
Okay, good.
Father's Day is coming up Sunday, and if you're like a lot of people, you are struggling to come up with something to get your dad. In a recent poll, 38% of people said that their dad is the most challenging person to shop for, compared to just 15% of people who said it was mom. The report also has a list of 10 things that dads supposedly really want for Father's Day. It's not super enlightening, but it is better than asking your dad and having him say, I don't need anything, because that is exactly what your father will say.
Yep. And your mother will too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So here is the list. You want to start at 1 or 10 here, Katrina?
Okay, so 1 is the most, what most people want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go from 10 down.
I think so. Yeah, I like that. So number 10, swag from their favorite sports team. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Unless you're my dad.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Is it like a Stork Point Boss, maybe?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah, there you go.
No. Yeah, swag seems like a logical one for the majority of the dads out there.
And I think you actually, even though you're kidding, I think you're onto something there. If he's not a big fan of a certain sports team, he has something that he leans towards.
A fan of some other organization.
Yeah. Apparel is never a bad idea.
Yep.
Most fathers could use a new clothes. Our wardrobes usually tend to lean old.
Mm-hmm.
An all-inclusive vacation. Yeah, that sounds great. Who can afford that?
Right. Yeah. All the kids can, if you have maybe 8 kids and they come together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and maybe I'm misunderstanding part of it, but part of the tone of this report is those who are trying to come up with something right now.
Right.
Like, good luck pulling that
off. Plan that?
Yeah,
in a short period of time.
I love the idea.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, good luck putting that together right away. Tech. Some dads are really into tech, but for most of them, buying tech probably means you're also volunteering to teach them how to use it.
Good point.
And to be their point person for all questions and troubleshooting.
Yep, you signed on for that.
So keep that in mind, but I do think that that's a fun idea. I don't think there's a, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So one year, a couple of years, this is about 10 years ago or so, but for my dad, we had no idea what to do. And my sister calls up and just freaking out. She was at Shopko or something like that and saw a record player that had a tape deck in it.
Oh, yes.
And so we're like, oh.
Got it both.
Still one of his favorite gifts.
Nice.
Easily one of his favorites.
Nice.
That's not maybe the tech they're talking about,
right.
But it was different tech than he was used to.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely. One, and 10, 15 years ago, it actually was a little bit modern tech. Aftershave.
Oh.
Now, that may seem lame. It may seem like, oh, that's just aftershave. Whatever. Again, when it comes to dads, very similar to moms, if we need something, even if it's a necessity, we don't tend to buy it.
Right.
We go, oh, I'll be fine.
Yep.
I'll just throw some cold water on my face.
Yep.
I don't need aftershave.
Yep.
So doing these little things for them that they wouldn't do for themselves.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's why we got caught up in the tie and the socks thing. because parents don't usually buy themselves a new tire or new socks or
just
something.
Keep using this.
But we overdid it. Yep. Myself and my brother and sister with Coca-Cola items for my mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, our mom likes Coca-Cola. So for 20, 30 years, all we've done is every Mother's Day, every birthday, we're buying her a different Coca-Cola thing. She's good.
Yeah.
She's good on Coca-Cola stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we got to move on now. Got to move on to other things. Tickets to a game. That's not a bad idea. You know, finding out what they're, if they have a favorite sport or something. Now, especially in the heart of baseball season, you could probably, whether it's our rafters or it is another, you know, Northwoods League team close to you or what have you. Brewer games, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that with that purchase, let's say you're buying tickets for like a Packer game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't use them right now, obviously, but that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Plan ahead and everything. So I don't think that's a bad idea either.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Craft beer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not all dads are going to be into beer, wine, but whether it's maybe it's wine or it's books or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that idea.
Now, they cheated on this because I'm looking ahead at number two on the list is wine.
Ha.
So it's now they're splitting hairs now.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying to make 10 on their list.
Yeah, yeah. books comes in at number four, which they also kind of touched on with that number five there. But I do think that's a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, even if you have a dad out there that's not a consistent reader, there's probably a subject matter that he would love.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather loved anything to do with espionage or war. So I read a lot of those books, and I would get him those books for his birthday, for Father's Day and stuff. I liked getting gifts for my grandpas for my Father's Day because
that's a fun idea.
In part because they did help raise me a little bit, and the huge influences on me. Also, just because I liked showing them that I looked at them that way.
Yeah, that's a really nice idea.
A well thought out day out. So that doesn't have to be a big money spender.
No.
Maybe you are going to go check out this. You go fishing together, or you go, take a hike or a walk.
It's a
or
Sunday
something.
Drive, and you get some ice cream, and you maybe go somewhere else. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Just even that off the top of your head was really good. And finally, since we already covered wine, a meal out.
Yes.
This is a classic. You could pick his favorite spot. You go out. You pay for the meal.
Yeah.
And
everybody needs to eat.
Yep.
And then you can have some good conversation, some good time. That's always a good one.
The conversation part is what I was thinking of this too, because it's not, you're right, everybody needs to eat, and you know, maybe getting a good meal, treating him and all that, that's well and good. But how often do you get to sit back and just talk with your dad?
Right.
That you, with this busy paced life that we all live, and you got your own things going on and everything.
Yep.
I see my dad almost once a day. And I don't talk to him enough.
Right.
You know? I help take care of my dad, and I don't talk to him enough. That's one big thing I'm looking to do this weekend, is have a conversation with my father that has nothing to do with his health or with somebody else's or any heavy topics.
Yeah.
I want to talk baseball with him. Just something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to talk music with him or something.
Right.
I want to talk to him about this new Paul McCartney, this last Beatles song that might come out.
What do you think it's going to be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think George is going to think of it?
Just have a fun conversation.
I think this list is good. I'm just thinking too how, right, so you have siblings and I have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, not always, if it can work, we'll do something together for our father or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking how I don't have a lot of one-on-one time with my dad. So actually, like going and doing dinner or something like that, how fun that would be versus, it's everybody, the whole family, and then my kids are there and so on, where it changed the dynamic. So I think even making it like one-on-one time can be really special too.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. We will take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup.
try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. Mm-hmm. The lyrics of the 80s, mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't happy nonsense, it was morbid, moody feelings. Right? It was one or the other. There was no middle ground. There
hey
was...
now, hey now.
Yeah, nicely done. Katrina and James here with you. I'm going to get into a possible That Ain't Right topic, sort of. There's a thread online where people are suggesting this this stuff here that people have been talking about things that should be illegal that aren't.
Oh, right. Yes.
So that is kind of where we are. 10 everyday things that feel strangely illegal, but they are not. And maybe you can relate, or maybe you'll just laugh at them with the rest of us. So let's go ahead and get to number one. It is walking through a store and leaving without buying anything. I always imagine I'm about to be tackled on the way out. This is just a quote from the person on the comments.
Not you, huh?
Yeah, not me. For me, I really worry about that because I'm that person that walks in the store and is immediately followed. They're keeping an eye on me and all that. Yeah. And I'm not mad about that. I get it. I would never do anything, obviously. Yeah. But I understand why. I don't look like everybody else. I'm not normal looking. I get it. I understand. I've never gotten bent out of shape about that.
You're normal looking. Come on. But that's unfortunate.
It sucks. I'm going to, being honest about it. But at the same time, I kind of get it.
So sometimes wonder if my kids have accidentally grabbed something and we're not going to pay for it, right? Because I have like little children. Mm-hmm. I mean, my older one totally knows, but my other one, like, she's 3 still, so she like sometimes will like look at something and be like, "Oh, can we get this?" And I didn't realize she said something, and then like we're walking out. So I've been at checkout like, "Can I see your hands?" Like, do we have anything we didn't put on the counter or something like that? Because obviously, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Not the same thing, but I imagine most parents have experienced, you're at the checkout line, you're putting things on there, and as you're grabbing it out the cart, you're like, I didn't grab this.
Right.
What is this doing?
Or there's like a bite out of this.
Yeah. That's a great one. Yeah. I've had that, my little one with the apples. She loved apples. And there were 2 apples, and I'm putting them up there, and they're in the bag, and there's a bite out of one of them. I don't even know how you did that. I'm just impressed.
Right.
I'm not mad. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. Walking into a restaurant, changing your mind, and walking back out.
Mm, yeah. I do feel bad about that. But I've done it before.
I haven't done it with a restaurant, but I've done it with plenty of bars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bars I've done. I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a handful of bars I have done, especially if it's a bar that I'm not, I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. I'll walk in,
not the right energy for me.
This is not my kind of place. Mm-hmm. Especially, again, the way I look, this happened to me twice in Texas. Mm-hmm. I walk into a bar, it seems like the record skip and the stop, everybody looking at you. You know what? I'm going to get a drink somewhere else. I'm going to keep moving here. Walking into a restaurant, changing your mind, and walking back out. I could see that feeling a little like this. I could see the feeling. Mm-hmm.
Like if you sit down, it's even worse. But like if you're waiting, you're kind of looking at the menu and you're like, I don't think that's right for us. That could be really awkward. But if you sit and you leave, and I think that's only happened once. But yeah, it's a weird and awkward feeling. But then again, like, we don't know them probably, and why do we owe it if we don't feel comfortable being there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that they worded this the way they did to try to catch eyeballs and everything, but they worded it wrong. I think it should be things that feel wrong, that feel like you shouldn't be doing this. Like we do this thing in society that is so funny to me of how we will worry about what a stranger thinks of us so much that we will put ourselves in these awkward, uncomfortable situations just because we're worried about what another person thinks.
Yeah. And we don't even know them.
Yeah. You're walking down the street, you slip on some ice, and you immediately look around to see if anybody saw you.
Like I'm trying to look cool after that or something.
Little things like that. So I think that's where they're kind of going with this. Not the illegal term is a little bit too heavy for me.
Yeah, it's
a little
agreed.
However, this next one, owning a flamethrower. Yeah. I could see how that would feel, which actually are illegal in 2 states. They're banned in Maryland and require a permit in California.
Wow.
But is anybody else shocked that 48 other states, you can own a flamethrower?
Yeah, we're talking like the ones that you light on fire and then you can like dance with, kind of people dance with or do like tricks with them,
Oh, you're talking about like a staff.
No, this is a flamethrower.
This is talking about like a flamethrower, like a military flamethrower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally different. Yeah, we're not doing like a dance here or anything. No, we're like, that seems like you should have like a special kind of permit.
Absolutely.
Like you were saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like the Second Amendment only covers so much here. I mean, you know. And I would think that if you are a fan and you believe in that, you would want people that are using these things.
Yes.
Knowing how to use these things.
Mm-hmm.
Passing a police car on the highway, even if you're not going, even if you're going the speed limit. And another person said, being around a police officer in general, mm-hmm. you kind of feel like you did something wrong.
Edge.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten really spoiled with doing Midday Magazine because I talk to Sheriff Becker once a month, mm-hmm. and I've joked with him on air, off air about this. For my life, I was around an officer and immediately felt guilty. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It was just this kind of like feeling that I grew up with and everything. And I've kind of worked with him and talked with him about. And to this point now where it's nothing to me. Like I pull up to the stop sign and a police officer pulls behind me or beside me. And I just nod. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing to it now. But I get this. I do. I think a lot of people from different backgrounds can relate to this feeling mm-hmm. of immediately feeling like you need to be on guard.
Yep.
Which is the exact opposite of good police officer wants.
Right.
That is not their intention. They are no different than the rest of us. They have a different job set. Mm-hmm. They have a lot more on their plate, but they're just a human being, mm-hmm. just like the rest of us. And they get awkward around other police officers too. Mm-hmm. You know, they get in these situations too sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
I think the more you understand, the less fear there is there.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up banana bunches at the grocery store to get the exact number of bananas you want. That's a good one.
I think if like there's that like sticky tape around it, and you have to like go around that feels kind of maybe not right. But if it's just a bunch, take two, take five. You know?
Yeah. Telling your barber that you don't like the haircut.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah, that would feel hard.
Yeah.
They'd be like, next time, let's try something new.
Yeah. I could see that one feeling a little wrong, feeling mm-hmm. a little awkward. But you have every right to. I think there's one of my mother's favorite things in the universe, tact.
Yes.
I think there's some tact with this one.
I agree. Yeah, you could say it in a different way. Or like, oh, could we try this, like, this way of cutting it now just to try to fix it. Yeah. I'm fortunate because my sister like has fixed some haircuts for me because they haven't turned out well. So thank you, Zan.
Mm-hmm. So this one, I've got a little add-on to it. Pulling out a notepad and taking notes about various aspects of a store or merchandise. That usually attracts a staff person who asks if you need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But so I could see how that feels a little weird, a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the modern equivalent of this, I've done this before, where I'm in a store and I take a picture of something to see if, Mom, is this what you were talking about?
Yes.
Is this what you wanted?
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. And,
right.
And you're doing it and you feel weird.
You do, because you're like, oh, do they think I'm going to get it elsewhere? Or, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a weird kind of feeling to do, but there's no ill intention with it.
Right, like, which one? I just need to know.
But you do feel a little mm-hmm. weird about it,
yep.
Yeah. And putting my phone in my pocket when I'm at the store or opening my backpack in the store to drink from my own water bottle. So you're in the store and you have a backpack on you mm-hmm. going into that or just pulling your phone out in the store can mm-hmm. feel a little awkward sometimes. I feel that more at a restaurant.
Sure.
I feel a little bit more at a restaurant for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah, restaurant, like, I mean, you're not going to really take, I mean, I guess silverware or something. So, yeah, okay.
It's an interesting list.
It is an interesting list. It makes you think. And then most of those I could feel the same. Like, yep, I would. There is that feel of kind of, oh, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Not like I feel like I'm going to get arrested by any means.
No,
like
no.
Their title, I agree, is not the correct title.
No. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun. We got a That Ain't Right story, local good stories of the day, and more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
What's with this?
Welcome back to The Morning Show, everybody. Some Weezer playing us around here.
I thought you were going to do the little hoo-hoo.
I almost did.
Next time, we'll have to just chime in and we'll get synced up there.
We'll just sing along with it, yes. The next time that one comes up. We got a That Ain't Right story to get to and some local good stuff of the day before we wrap up with you, everybody. And I'm telling you, this is a doozy. This is a pretty good one. And it involves Midwesterners. A man from Minnesota named Alan was just arrested for a series of robberies in Chicago a few months back. He got away with more than $8,000, and for some reason, he left the loot in the getaway car, which he'd parked outside a homeless shelter. When then someone stole that car. The police discovered it abandoned with the engine running and a door open. And there were red dye stains from an exploded dye pack on the interior. Alan told the police that he had loaned the car to some guy named CJ and he had never returned it. But the police think that that was just a lie to cover up his robberies. That's because Alan was caught on a recorded call telling his brother that the car was stolen when he got back into town and that he had 12 grand in it. So they got him on recording. Alan believes the thieves didn't know about the cash, which he had in the suitcase, but they did find it and they took it with him. For now, Alan has only been charged with one of the robberies, but he's connected to a second one. And if he had 12 grand in the car, the two robberies were for about 8 grand. It's possible there were other crimes that, that were not reported or unknown. So he stole this money from the bank. Put it in his getaway car, and somebody stole his getaway car.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's like, oof, karma right there.
No, nobody was hurt. You know, so it's pretty safe, I think, for us to laugh at this one. Alan has been caught. He is off the streets and all that and everything.
Some good lessons there.
I mean, just... karma, it doesn't matter if you believe in karma. Karma believes in you. Karma is real. I just genuinely believe in it. You get what you put into the universe, Alan. And this is what you get.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I wonder how he felt about that. He was like, whoa, someone just overdid me, right? Like, they just did that.
As a criminal, do you just sit there for a second and, like, clap? Like, they do.
Right?
Like, well done.
Yeah, well,
like,
done, whoever did
as
that.
As the police are coming up and you're being arrested and you can't clap anymore because your hands are behind your back. Like, I don't know what you do in that situation.
But they found the people who stole it, right?
Yes.
So they found them too. Okay, interesting. It's weird. Such a twisted around story.
Yeah, it really is. We have some local good stories I want to touch on. Real quick, actually, I want to encourage you guys to do some reading out there.
Okay.
I have in front of me the Business News, a North Central Wisconsin newspaper. And in this, I see right here a familiar face, a favorite face of ours, Heather Sayers.
Oh, nice.
Heather, of course, has used to work with us here at WFHR for a long time, and certainly a local who has put so much into the city of Nakusa. And there is an article here, Sayers Strives to Help Nakusa Area Grow.
Aww.
I encourage you to read it. It's a great article. Heather did a great job with it. Got that wonderful smile of hers right there on the page. The Business News. Again, pick up a paper and go ahead and read that article. A lot of other great reporting in there as well, and some local reporting. And I'm telling you, it feels good to have a newspaper in your hand, people.
Right?
Oh, it feels so good. I love reading that way. It is Wednesday, and that means bingo here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street every Wednesday when their doors open at 5 and bingo kicks off at 630. Our friends at the Elks Lodge, you see their name all over. They are constantly advertising with us, with local businesses. They do scholarships. They do so much for this community and putting back into this community. You go over there, you have a good time, have a drink, play some bingo, and you can feel good leaving knowing you put back into our community.
And you met some of the locals, which is so fun. Bingo, come on. So fun.
I did want to also mention Lunch by the River going on tomorrow. Encourage everybody to head on down there for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. And keep in mind, everybody, our sister station, WIRI, has a live broadcast this Friday. Melissa Kay going to be there joining us from with the Port Edwards Fire Department Street Dance.
Oh, fun.
Going to have music from Genus Depot and Road Trip. It's going to be going on from 5 to midnight. This, of course, a great fundraiser to help out our Port Edwards Fire Department. Melissa is going to be down there from 5 to 7, broadcasting live and direct. Encourage you to check that out. Going to be a lot of fun. Join us on our sister station, WIRI, of course, for the morning show that we do over there, Sunrise Show. We're there from 7 to 8 and then 8 to 10 here. Mm-hmm. We appreciate our crossover listeners, yes. Our people that are joining us over there and hanging out with us over here. Thank you so much for that. Speaking of hanging out with us, thank you so much for doing that, Katrina. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to hang out with us. I wanted to catch up with you about Family Natural Foods, who opened their doors about an hour ago.
Yeah, we're open. We're ready to see you. Mm-hmm. It's fun because I'm going to be talking for 30 more minutes after this, which is going to be a fun little bit. But what I was kind of highlighting earlier this morning is just kind of some history of the store. And I think we have to record another one,
yes.
James. We did a history segment with my dad, Mike, and my brother, Steven, regarding the history of the store. And so I think we have to do that again.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been at the store, come visit us. Mm-hmm. We do all sorts of different things, whether it's, you know, you need guidance on what to take or how to take this or you know, my immune system feels this way and, you know, or I'm gluten intolerant. How can I prepare a meal or, I need some insights on this. I feel like we're kind of a community source randomly.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Hey, what's happening over here in the community? So mm-hmm. come visit us. We have all sorts of fun things. We have lots of, like, we're going to talk in a little bit with Affy when she comes, a little bit more on pet health, but summer things that are happening. I just want to remind folks that we still have the garden center open for a little bit longer, a couple more weeks. We'll wrap that up at the beginning of July or the end of June. So we have a couple more weeks if you need to get your zucchinis mm-hmm. seeds or you want to get some more spinach to plant another. So we got that.
And be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today where Katrina and Affy will be with us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put a little more of a spotlight on Family Natural Foods and talk a little more with you all. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Katrina. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one out there, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more Morning Show here at WFHR.